And one of the main strands each year is the children's event in the festival. Obviously, it includes the children's parade, which we've already heard from. And I met with children's programmer Pippa Smith. We bumped into her at the children's parade in a very, very excitable mood. But I spoke to her in a rather more calm phase to find out what's in store this year and how guest artistic director Rokia Traore has made her mark on this year's children's programming.
Well, we started with the children's parade, and I rather tentatively suggested, because I'd heard that, you know, there was such a big griot, which just means storyteller tradition in Mali. I mean, there is in West Africa, but it all started in Mali, so it's particularly Malian thing. And then I heard this wonderful thing that in Mali, when you've told a story, you've finished it, you put it back. So that when we say, you know, they lived happily ever after, they say, we'll put the story back. And that's for the next person to sort of take off the metaphorical shelf, which I just think is magic.
Sweet.
Anyway, so from that sort of thinking came the idea for the children's parade, which is folk tales from around the world. The West African folk tales will lead the parade with Rocky. As always, you know, it's compulsory for a guest director, whether they like it or not, to stomp along in the front of the
parade.
I'm
sure they all love it.
They all love it when they get there. They're always apprehensive. And what am I supposed to be doing here? And when they get there, of course, they're as happy as Larry. Oh, I suppose my big event is it's called Another Star to Steer By. And there again, storytelling theme, the idea that stars are sort of where you hang your stories up. And so every time a new story is told, another star hits the sky. And that's going to be on at the Brighthelm Centre at the end of the festival for children 6+ and their families. But it's a commission. There it's never been before. So that's very exciting. And it's a commission from a new writer who's only just moved to Brighton, called Andrew McColden. And he's actually got 4 children's BAFTAs, so he's got to be able to write a play, hasn't he?
Well, you would think, wouldn't you? Yes.
You would. Yeah, he does a lot of work for the BBC, and he writes for children's proms and things. So, yeah, I've got every faith, and I've now seen the script, and it looks really exciting. And the other thing about that play, Another Star to Steer By, if people look in their brochure towards the end where it's billed at the Brighthelm, you can also book it for your school. So it's a flexible show. It'll go in a van. The paper boat folds up and it sails into your school, basically. So people can book it and turn themselves into festival promoters. And we'll go and see them and make sure, you know, it will fit into the school hall and through the doors and all the things we do. And so they can have their own production. So, and there are some still available by emailing paperboat@brightonfestival.org.
There you go. So get stuck in. Get stuck in.
Absolutely. Get booking.
I was looking at the moon in Queen's Park.
I mean, the moon's fab, isn't it?
How is this going to work? It looks mysterious. It's one of those things you look at it and you think, that looks great, but I don't get it.
I know, I don't get it either,
okay,
actually.
Right.
I've not seen it. And, you know, everybody who has seen it is a little bit awestruck. You know, so our chief executive, Andrew Comben, has seen it, but I've never heard any actual description, you know. It is quite mind-blowing, I think. But what I do know is that you can go round to the back. So you can actually go round to the dark side of the moon, which is sort of fabulous, isn't it? And on one occasion, if you happen to turn up on the right night, the children's choir, the Brighton Festival Children's Choir, are going to be there and singing moon-related songs. So, that's a little bit extra that you'll get with the moon. Of course, it's one of our 3 events, like Without Walls. And, you know, there are quite a number of free events this year, which I think are, a lot of them are very, very suitable for families. And because they're free, you can just drop in. Do you remember the Balancing Stones last year?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, but I mean, the number of people who went there with their kids and just watched for a bit, you know. And I think that's what's nice about free events is that you can dip in and out of them. Whereas if you paid a tenner, although you'll get value for money, you do feel you've got to
stick it out to the end.
So our Shakespeare this year is Midsummer Night's Dream, which is already proving very popular, actually.
I mean, that's an outdoor one again?
Outdoor, Midsummer Night's
it's
Dream.
It's always very brave doing outdoor events
in May. But it is the end. That's why we do the last weekend. Yeah. And we've moved. We're not at Boat this year. We're back at Dyke Road. So very, very accessible for people because it's very near the clock tower. It's the rest garden opposite St Nicholas Church. So it's called St Nick's Rest Garden. And we're in there. The Residents Association are going to do some sort of food offer. And Midsummer Night's Dream, it's got to work, really, hasn't it? It's the same company, the people who do All Mail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
okay,
who are all male.
You're right, okay.
Yes, so because we like them and they seem to work, you know, and it's the start of their national tour and they come to Brighton first, so exciting.
And with the children's events as well, you're looking at provision for children of all ages. So you go from very, very, very teensy through to teenagers.
I've got a nice little craft workshop for very small children, which is sort of puppets and there again, stories. You know, this story theme does run all the way through, actually. That's rather nice. And that's for 3 to 5s in the Founders Room at the Dome. And there's Groove Under the Sea. And what's the other one? There's two jazz programmes for children. Which are absolutely amazing. And they're Under the Sea and Into Space. And the company is called Groove Baby. Basically, they're not, the jazz is not dumbed down, but everybody has a really good time, I'm told, 3 to 7 year olds. So that will be fun, and that's in the Brighton Centre on the 19th of May. So if you go at 10 o'clock, you get Under the Sea, and if you go at noon, you get Into Space. And it's not too expensive, you know, it's a nice show.
Children's programmer Pippa Smith talking about some of the events for children and young people in the 2019 Brighton Festival.